The government is considering having a victim-led inquiry into schools run by the Spiritant Order, which would find out who knew what, the Tánaiste has told the Doyle. Mr. Varadkar said that getting the inquiry right is important and the government does not want to compromise any Garda investigations. He was responding to Labour Party leader Ivana Bacsik, who raised the issue during leaders' questions.
But we believe that we do still need to see an independent inquiry take place, not only to uncover the extent of the abuse perpetrated not just by the Spiritans within one school, but it now seems by other orders within other schools which have not yet been the subject of an inquiry and which have not yet necessarily come into the public domain. And we're seeing even today other schools now being named. We know also that such an inquiry must be survivor-led. It must seek to review the extent of the abuse and, crucially, the existence of institutional cover-ups in individual schools and by particular orders.
I understand a restorative justice process has now been put in place by the Spiritans, which is very welcome, and a debate on these issues is scheduled for next week. As Taoiseach said earlier, the government is going to give this matter further consideration, particularly the most effective way to have a victim-led inquiry to allow us to unearth what happened at Blackrock College and indeed other Spiritan schools, specifically who knew what and how they acted, if at all. We just don't know yet what the best form of inquiry or what form of inquiry should take place. We're very conscious of the length of time that some inquiries take. We want to make sure that how it happens is in the right way, and that's extremely important, I think, for the survivors. Finally, I just once again want to encourage anyone who has been the victim of sexual abuse in school or elsewhere to contact the Gardaí.
Tánaiste Leo Varadkar speaking in the Doyle in the last little while. Let's talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, who's in Leinster House. Micheál, a lot of unanswered questions around all of this in relation to the scope of any inquiry. Would it be just the Spiritans or other religious orders? Would they be included? Would it be time limited? How would any such inquiry interact with Garda investigations? And all of that, it seems, still some way away from being worked out.
Yeah, that does seem to be the case. I suppose the next step is that Dáil debate on the matter next week, and I think it's at that point that the opposition are likely to put forward proposals about what type of inquiry they would like to see, and then government discussions with the opposition parties probably could intensify after that. There does seem to be a very clear commitment at government level, though, to having some form of inquiry. As well as that, the Tánaiste today saying that they would always be mindful of the fact that they would not want to compromise the Garda investigation, but he said he was confident that it was possible to hold an inquiry that wouldn't do that. It could be a non-statutory one, one that wouldn't require an act of the Oireachtas, something along the lines of the Scally report, or it could be a full statutory inquiry. But of course, as you heard there from his contribution in the Dáil earlier, he did talk about timeframes and the possibility that some of those inquiries can run for quite an extensive amount of time.
Separately, there's this stop list which was issued by the Russians last evening, Micheál, Irish politicians, including the Taoiseach, other senior figures in the government, who the Russians are now banning from entering Russia. But still, it seems the full list hasn't been released.
Yes, what we expect to happen this afternoon is that the Russian ambassador here, he has been summoned to the Department of Foreign Affairs, where he's likely to meet with the Secretary General of that department, Joe Hackett. I think what the emphasis of that meeting is going to be is first to try and get all the details of the list, all the names on it. But there isn't a great expectation that that might happen either, because in other EU countries where lists like this have been published by Russia, the full details have never emerged. Of course, the Taoiseach is adamant that this is, he says, just Russian propaganda, and the government won't be deflected in its aims and what it says about Ukraine. I suppose the wider question then, and there have been many calls in the Dáil for the expulsion of the ambassador or for diplomatic staff at the Russian embassy, it doesn't seem that the government is thinking along those lines at the moment, saying that it's important to keep those diplomatic channels open.